amidst rolling electricity blackouts across the country and widespread water shedding in Gauteng. The DA can today reveal new information that shows that President Cyril Ramaphosa has recently introduced new provisions in the ministerial handbook that enable his ministers and deputy ministers to use unlimited amounts of taxpayer money to settle water and electricity bills at their official residence. As if to kick South Africans while we are down, Ramaphosa is forcing the people of this country to pay the costs of providing electricity and water services to the very ministers who have robbed citizens of reliable access to these same services. The changes are contained in the latest version of the ministerial handbook published on 13 April 2022, wherein Ramaphosa has completely scrapped any provision that caps the amount of money that taxpayers are forced to pay for the water and electricity bills at official residences of ministers. Each of Ramaphosa's 28 ministers and 35 deputy ministers are entitled to two taxpayer-funded official residences, one in Pretoria and one in Cape Town. In terms of Ramaphosa's new handout to his fellow cadres, taxpayers will now be forced to pay for every drop of water and every watt of electricity used at these 126 official residences, despite the fact that those very same citizens and taxpayers no longer have reliable access to electricity or water themselves.